little bigger. Doesn't mean it plays smaller, just plays a different set of notes. Well, they all play the same notes, actually, but it's pitch is lower. And the next piece that we're going to play for you is the trumpet concerto by Franz Joseph Haydn. And in Haydn's day, the late 1700s, the trumpet was not considered a solo instrument. Most trumpets didn't have vowels. In fact, none of the trumpets had vowels. They're just a long tube, like a big bugle, and you only play the bugle call notes. So they sat back in the back of the orchestra and kind of doubled the tinkling of most of the orchestra notes. Then a fellow came along and invented a trumpet that had keys on it, like a saxophone. And he said, put Mr. Haydn, I can play a chromatic scale by using these keys. It's very weird with the instrument. And it was also very cumbersome to play and didn't sound very good. But Haydn was intrigued with the idea and wrote a concerto for this instrument, which was a keyed bugle or a keyed trumpet. And it's commonly now played on the modern vowel trumpet. The vowels didn't come in until about 1850. So now an E flat trumpet, because that's a logical key trumpet to play a concerto in E flat, which originally is the trumpet and orchestra. And the orchestra is being conducted in concertmaster and horn section. Thank you. contemporary music, but Mr. Sederberg uses some very interesting compositional techniques. He tries to utilize the timbre of the instruments or the physical makeup of the instrument as much as the component equal to the other components of music.
Thank you.
Hastings.
Thank you.
play the trumpet and play it better is a player by the name of Rafael Mendez, a Mexican-American trumpet player. Some of you may remember him, most of you are brave like me. Rafael Mendez was a wonderful technician on the trumpet. He had a lot of recordings and did wonderful pyrotechnics on the trumpet that no one else thought could be done until he did it. And so then, just as in athletics, pretty soon everybody's going to win. But I'm going to play In the early part of the century, he was in Seoul, foreign embassy with John Philip Sousa Band, and traveled throughout the country, in fact, the world, as the premier soloist on the silver cornet around the world, and made a lot of recordings, and a lot of the recordings, kind of scratchy, and fidelity's not really great, but just through all of those scratchiness, you can just tell, my gosh, what a wonderful writer. Later in life, he settled in Long Beach, California, and for many years, even up into the 60s, in my high school days, was the conductor of the municipal band in Long Beach, California. And so I had the opportunity, if I had money and role at that time, as a young kid, to see him, but he wasn't playing anymore, he was just conducting the band, and he was an old man. He wrote a lot of method books, and I bought them all, and my teachers made me practice all the exercises. But aside from being a great player, he's also a very prolific composer. Mr. Sousa asked him to write pieces for every new stop on the road, to feature himself on the trumpet. So he would write all these showpieces so that he could stand out and